Yes, Dale Stevens is here with his smiley face and upbeat attitude. I hope that's the case. How you doing, Dale? Tēnā koe.
Ai, kia koe hoki e hoa. Me ngā kai whakarongo hoki, ngā mihi mo te tauhou.
Kia ora. It's good to catch up with you again, Dale Stevens. Well, never a dull moment in politics, but we might save that for a moment. Let's have a look at tourism because, well, it appeared that people were out and about. Obviously, it hasn't returned to pre-COVID level, but I guess we're knocking at the door. So that's encouraging. What is business and tourism opportunities looking like for our whānau Māori working in that space?
Well, firstly, thank goodness for good weather, because that gets our people out and about. And what we have seen over the summer period is New Zealanders travelling throughout the motu, which is great for our local tourism, because you have to remember that about 60% of our tourism revenue is domestic. So to get our people out and about around the country has been really good for us. However, on the flip side, we're not seeing as much of that international growth as we'd like. It's coming back. What we'd like to see is more people coming into the country, but we're seeing a lot of New Zealanders also travelling out of the country, which doesn't help our tourism sector. But at least there's growing confidence in being able to spend money in tourism-related activities. So that's a big tick for us.
Do you think there's enough going on in our sort of tourism campaigns to hit the regions and spend? I mean, good Kiwis should spend money in Kiwi businesses and keep the money circling around here rather than to international airlines and overseas hoteliers.
Yeah, look, I don't think there's enough being done to encourage right through the regions. We're still very good at getting tourists and opportunities in the major tourism spots, but we still get hurt. And I keep on referring, you know, you're probably bored of me now talking about the far north, but the issues there with the infrastructure really, again, are curtailing opportunities for money to be flowing around that region. So we've really got to get on top of a whole lot of things to get that money circling to the region. That's our big challenge as a country, is how we grow and thrive, not just in the cities, not just in the food bowl of the country, but for all regions of the country.
Tēnā koe. The closing of the Mangamuka Gorge too has been very problematic, although the good weather did see a lot of people up on those east coast beaches, Hauhora and the like. So what do business opportunities look like for the coming year in this space?
Yeah, I think, obviously a change of government brings fresh a set of ideas, different opportunities in different areas. What we do know is that the new government has made a commitment to removing compliance costs and compliance issues to allow businesses to get on. What that absolutely looks like, we'll see in the coming months as preparation comes through for the next budget, which I think will be a major opportunity to stimulate our domestic economy. But when we think about Māori business, which of course is my main focus, we have some quite unique opportunities and issues across the Māori business world. One of those is how we power up our rangatahi, how we get them involved in business, taking opportunities, becoming self-employed, and that's a big thing for our people, is that whole mana motuhake piece. And so one of the things that I worry about is how we deal with access to capital for young startups, how we deal with access to capital actually right across the Māori business spectrum, because while the Māori economy is growing, it's not growing at the rate that it should do if we were to keep pace with the rest of the economy. So we've got to get that equity back into the development of business for all of our people.
Most small businesses hit the wall. And so it disincentivizes many of our young tradies, as an example. Because we have our babies younger, Māori, that's because we're so handsome and beautiful. you wonder whether at that stage of life when, there's some risk-taking, but once you've got a baby and a lawnmower, that changes your attitude and you need a stable income. Therefore, you'll be working for someone rather than taking the punt and establishing your own business. What sort of dynamics can you see around this space I'm referring to? A young dad who perhaps if he didn't have kids might have had a go, but because he's got kids feels obliged to stay on as an employee to get that regular income rather than the risks involved with establishing business?
Well, I guess the first point is that those risks in establishing business, they exist for all people who move into that space. So when Billy decides to leave a 40-hour-a-week job, paid hourly rate, whatever, and take that risk himself, that's when things get real in terms of what is the government doing to help? How is the government clearing the way to allow them to help? What I do know from my experience with supporting Māori businesses is that a number of the opportunities available to support businesses aren't necessarily appropriate for Māori businesses. So what we need to do is make sure that we're designing services and products that are more aligned with the Māori worldview of business and more aligned to supporting Māori as they take that step. And this is what I've referred to before about that whole equity piece, because while the government does a very good job in providing opportunities to support business, they don't necessarily understand what that looks like when you're supporting Māori business, which operate by different kaupapa, different family dynamics, different respect for past and tradition and sustainability and environment. So we need to make sure that the government understands and is enabled to deliver those services that better support Māori businesses to operate and give them more confidence to take those kind of risks that you just talked about.
Yeah, but in this political climate where, they call it, look, we're all one people, we're all the same, I just wonder if it might have disincentivised targeted support packages for Māori business, the likes of what we've just been touching on. Do you think it's not a great political climate to go searching for answers here?
Oh, look, I think when you talk about we're all the same, I don't believe that for a moment, because all different sectors, all different demographics have different needs at different times. And so what needs to happen is, in a smart economy, you can target the right support to the right areas at the right time. I think that what we need to understand is, for the government going forward, is how to identify those particular opportunities, how to tailor opportunities better for Māori. I'll give an example. When we talk about providing funding opportunities for Māori, the rules and regulations by which that takes place often don't fit with Māori post-settlement entities. So we need to understand, if we're going to be able to provide capital investment to Māori businesses, are we providing it in a manner that is able to be used by Māori? The answer at the moment is possibly not. And so we need to change those settings to bring Māori more on board and help them to survive and thrive using kaupapa Māori, not just conforming to what everybody else does.
Well, tēnā koe. I'm aware that there's a hui of Māori trade and enterprise peeps. Maybe that's less than a month away in Kirikiriroa. Am I reading the kōrero right?
Yes, correct. And so the Māori business unit, Te Pōro Māori to New Zealand Trade and Enterprise, it's about 52 members strong. They specifically focus on Māori business development. And one of the things we've been wrestling with, and in fact I'm presenting a paper at this hui, it's on how we derive equitable outcome for Māori. And the view is that we need to have extra resource put into Māori businesses early, using different methodologies, using kaupapa Māori, to enable Māori to move into that self-employment, that business-owning phase, without the kind of restrictions that are in place because they want to operate kaupapa Māori. So the NZT's business unit is really working hard to try and remove those obstacles so we can bring Māori up, have them fully participating at the table, because we know that the Māori economy is contributing around $17-18 billion a year to GDP, but it should be closer to $30 billion. If you did it pro rata in the population. So we've got to get that productivity up, and it's by removing barriers.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking with you throughout the year. There's so much going on many different fronts, political and economically, tourism-wise, and, of course, as we've just touched on, trade and enterprise. Interesting stuff, and as always, wishing you well. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us on the program again. E ho tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
Thanks, Dale Stevens, with us, New Zealand Māori tourism head.